You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. That's KLEM Lamar's, online at KLEM1410.com. Welcome into another edition of the Coach's Corner. Daniel Versteg with you. This Coach's Corner program every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Brain at 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Coming up on this program, we will have the two boys basketball coaches that are on their way out here in Lamar's. That'll be Dave Irwin coming up first and Mike Langle coming up second. Dave Irwin, the head coach of Lamar's Community. Mike Langle, the head coach of Galen Catholic. And we'll talk with them about, for the Bulldogs, they're finishing off the regular season. They did finish off the regular season on Thursday at South Sioux City. Of course, it was a special night Monday night for Coach Irwin, who coached his final home game as the head coach of the Bulldogs against Sioux Center. And then now they will take on Bishop Heelan coming up Monday night in the sub-state quarterfinal. Mike Langle, the head coach of the Jays, they got the tournament started. That's the thing with 1A versus 3A in boys basketball. You get a week more of the tournament, but the Jays were able to come away with a nice win over Woodbury Central. Could have been better. I think they'd acknowledge that, but a win's a win in the tournament. That's how you view it. That's how you got to view it. And so the Jays are riding high, and then they won a dogfight with a good George Little Rock team, a team that put up a good fight against them. So some good wins for the Jays. They're on to the district final, which they'll play Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Do want to make you aware, we don't normally get to talk about this on the Coach's Corner, but we do have a broadcast coming up tonight as well of Bulldog basketball, some postseason girls basketball. The Lamar's Community Bulldogs are at the Bishop Heelan Crusaders tonight for a regional semifinal. We'll have all the coverage starting at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock. You can catch the action right here on KLEM. Don't get to do very many Saturday basketball games just simply because there's not a whole lot of Saturday basketball games to do. I think we had one back in December with that Bulldog and Dakota Valley girls game. But other than that, we don't get a whole lot of Saturday games. So should be fun. We'll have all the action again starting at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Did want to make you aware of some results from yesterday on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. In girls basketball, the region finals are set in 1A, 2A, and they've been set for a while in 3A. But in Class 1A, Region 4, 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's narrowly got by 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson, 39-37. Boy, that was such a fun ball game last night in Remsen. Check out our website. We've got comments from Coach Scott Willman of Remsen St. Mary's and Coach Nicole Goodwin of Kingsley Pearson. An outstanding ball game, one that's going to go down in everybody's memories as just being a really fun ball game to be at. So Remsen St. Mary's will play Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton for the chance to go to state. And the Spartans defeated the Crusaders of Coon Rapids Bayard 63-47. And that game will be played in Mapleton at MVAOCOU at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night next week. And in Class 2A Region 2, the Hinton Blackhawks are on to the regional final. 10th-ranked Hinton beat MVAOCOU. Speaking of those Rams, 53-42. So the Blackhawks will get a chance to face off with 2nd-ranked Central Lion. The Lions defeated West Sioux 55-36. It's going to be a tough test for Hinton, but I know they are up for the challenge as that game will be played at Sioux Center High School on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So some fun basketball coming up here in the next few days. And well, one of those fun basketball games we got is Monday night, the Lamar's boys taking on Bishop Heelan. And, of course, we'll get the head coach of the Bulldog boys on the horn. That's Dave Irwin. Get his thoughts on this week. I'm sure a pretty emotional week, especially on Monday with his final home game. And see what the Bulldogs need to do to hopefully keep him in the coaching chair as long as possible. Take a break. Dave Irwin joins us when we come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back inside the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. That's Coach Dave Irwin. His team wrapped up the regular season here this week as they took a couple of losses to Sioux Center and South Sioux City. The Bulldogs finished off the home schedule on Monday night, and Coach, I think that's where we want to get going here. First of all, game aside, what an awesome opportunity it was to have your final home game as the head coach of the Bulldogs. You know, have a nice big pregame ceremony for you. Just tell me what were the emotions like before the game, after the game, things like that after your last home game Monday night.
Well, I really didn't know exactly what they were going to do. I really didn't want a big deal made out of it, but I felt like I was treated extremely, extremely well. I was overwhelmed with the response and act of appreciation that was shown to me. It was just really, really special. It was a great way to finish my home career at Lamar's. It would have been nice to obviously get the win, but like you said, the win aside, it was just really, really cool to see all the people. I had a bunch of former players come back, which is always important to me because ultimately that's why coaches do what they do, and that is just to build the relationships with the players and enjoy the game they love.
Yeah, and I know that was what was so cool when you broke Coach Carey's record here last year was seeing all the players gather around you for the picture. And in 21 years, you've coached a lot of guys. So the fact that they all want to come back and they all want to celebrate you, what does that fact mean to you as a coach and someone who has had an influence on the life of so many men?
Well, it's the most important thing. You know, game aside, it's what we do it for. You know, the basketball part, it only lasts, you know, through age 18. The rest of it is building relationships and kids coming back. You know, my first year in Lamar's, he was a sophomore, and that was TJ Phillips. And you know, anytime we played up towards Sioux Falls, he would always come. He'd try to get to a game once a year. And I could go through almost every single year about guys that I still have communication with. And again, the 15-year really special year. Those kids, they're probably closer to Coach Davis and Coach Kazel than maybe myself, but I know they have a group chat, and that's real important. You know, when they feel like they have some ownership in our program still from the time that they spent, that's what we try to do. You know, I invite players back once they graduate to come back, hang out in the locker room, come to a practice, do whatever. And over the years, I've had a number of former players do that, and that's the special type of things.
Well, to take, you know, you say take ownership in the program, and it is so true, because I think you can attest to this, that all those guys, whether they were on your first team back in the early 2000s, whether they were on that state runner-up team in 2015, every team, every player has had some impact in setting a foundation for your program, whether it was a foundation on top of a foundation that had already been set, or just strengthening the previous foundation. How much has that been able to continue the success of Bulldog basketball year in and year out with the amount of people that have laid the groundwork for you guys?
Oh, it's had a huge impact on our ability to find success from one year to another. You know, kids, they get in the program and there's some tradition involved. And, you know, it's funny, I hear from people my age or older that they come and they watch us warm up and they absolutely hate our candy striped pants. But I hear every year from kids that come up, they couldn't wait to put the candy striped pants on. And that's the type of stuff that we try to do, create tradition and kids get excited about getting into the program and they want to do, you know, I talk about it being Lamar's basketball, and there's just certain expectations that we have. And it's not just my expectations, it's expectations of the seniors or the juniors or whatever, the kids that have been in the program. That's the fun part when they can create the traditions on their own. I don't have to do it, and they want to carry them forward. And I think, you know, even Coach Deercup's talked to me about wanting to continue some things, and that's really cool. It just tells myself and my assistants, Coach Kazel, Coach Davis, Coach Huss, that we've done things, at least in our minds, the right way, that kids want to be involved and they want to be a part of what not only we as coaches, but previous players have created.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, for the record, put me on Team Candy Stripe Pants. They are awesome, and we need more. Oh. We need more cool warm ups in Northwest Iowa. It's an awesome tradition, and it's a great thing that you've been able to build here, and you're able to finish off the regular season here this week, Coach. Again, I know the result wasn't what you wanted on Monday night with Sioux Center, but that's a really good Warrior team. They had been ranked at one point in the season. What kind of things did you see out of your guys being able to at least hang with the Warriors in the first half and give yourselves a chance?
Well, that, you know, it's interesting, Daniel, because a lot of the things that we talk about every time we get together on what we need to do to get better, they're the same things. I mean, we talk about having to take care of the basketball. We talk about concentrating and finishing, and we talk about making free throws when they count, and all of those, it's still our issue. The exact same things are issue. But interestingly, this week, I truly believe we got a lot better. Mm-hmm. We've played a lot better. Now, we still have our bonehead stretches where we just kind of lose our mind for a little bit, but those stretches of us playing well have gotten longer and bigger, and the stretches of us playing really poor basketball have gotten smaller. With that being said, though, those stretches where we're not very good have cost us. It really, really cost us in the third quarter against Sioux Center, and it really, really cost us on Thursday night against South Sioux. But, you know, we had 10-point leads, 11-point leads in both games. And, you know, in previous years, and if you have a group where you have, like we had a year ago with eight, nine, ten seniors, you feel really good about being able to hold on to that. Now, we got to learn to win again. And that's what we're trying to build now is figuring out how to finish teams off, how to concentrate through the tough times, because our issue really has been when things go bad, we're having a tough time correcting it. We allow it to go bad a little bit too long. When you're giving up runs, you got to find a way to break that run, whether it's get a layup or get a free throw, whatever the case may be. We haven't been able to do that. Or if we have that layup or we have that free throw, we haven't been able to finish them out. And hopefully we can see that change a little bit. But let's be honest, I'm trying to do things that are going to help these guys as they move forward in their basketball careers and life in general. It's so much not about the success we're going to have this year. It is what it is now. And but the best part is we get to hit the reset button. You know, tournament time, anything can happen. We have realistic expectations, but we do have some expectations, and we want to go and we want to compete, and we'd love to make somebody's day miserable on Monday.
I think that would be an awesome outcome of Monday night's game. Dave Irwin's with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, and you mentioned in there that while yes, this season has not gone the way anybody would have liked, there is still a lot to be excited for in the coming year. I mean, like we've talked about a number of times, you mentioned this before. These guys have never played varsity basketball before this season. Now a lot of them are juniors. There are a few seniors who won't be coming back to the program, but a lot of juniors who will get another year of varsity basketball. Obviously, you won't get to maybe reap the benefits of this as a coach, but how beneficial is a year like this where they're going to struggle, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to learn from them, and then hopefully be better for it come next year as seniors?
Well, I think let's go back a little bit. We learn through failure.
Yep.
And I think it's extremely important for kids at certain points, adults as well, to fail, learn from it, and move on and find a way to be successful. Now, we've had a lot of things on the inside of our program, not just the basketball part, but on the inside that I've never dealt with before. I mean, we've had, and I'm not going to go through them all, but there's things that I just haven't had to experience as a coach, whether it's through lack of discipline or whatever the case may be. But you know what? These kids they're going to turn it around. They're smart enough. They want to play. They want to get better. They do want to be good. It's just trying to figure out how to do it. And if I can help Coach Deercup for next year on this deal, then so be it. And that's what my job is now. But I want to make them the best that they can possibly be while I have them for the next, hopefully, week or so.
Absolutely. And you mentioned there in one of your previous answers that you had gotten a lot better. Obviously, again, the same mistakes rear their head at unfortunate times for you guys, but you said you showed signs of improvement, gotten a little bit better. What kind of things just kind of showed you that? Like what were some of those main things that the guys were doing a little bit better that just kind of told you, hey, you know, they've shown steps at least?
Well, and we can go back. I know when we talked after we just had that pitiful performance down at Sergeant Bluff, that I really feel like a lot of our issues were between the ears. And I think some of these guys, you know, they hadn't experienced a lot of failure. And when things didn't go exactly the way we wanted, we lost a little confidence as individuals. And I really think some of our guys are starting to play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They look at themselves and kind of say, hey, I can do this. And one guy that I will say has really done a nice job all year long, and that is Andrew Fafita. You know, he's kind of a double-double machine. And if he can concentrate and finish in the lane and do some putbacks and things like that, he's going to be a handful. I mean, he had 12 or 13 rebounds the other night against probably the most athletic kid we've played all year down at South Sioux. But and then you look at a kid like Dylan Sousamel for the first part of the year. I couldn't get him to shoot. And finally just got to the point where he said, if you're not going to shoot the ball, I'm not going to play you, because he's certainly not in there to guard anybody. He's in there to hit open shots and try to find some offense for us. And I really think the last 10 days, 2 weeks, he's really, really done a nice job. He might not have made as many shots as what he wants to make, but you're going to miss every one you don't take. And he's given us an opportunity, especially when we're a team that we had trouble hanging on to the basketball. At least now we're getting some shots before we turn it over, and they're good shots, and that's what I've been on them to do all year. You know, those are just two examples. I think our guys are starting to play with a little bit more confidence. Now we've got to put it together for four quarters. Two and a half or three quarters, obviously, with the schedule that we've played this year, isn't good enough. And we've got to put the four quarters together kind of like we did against Hewlett in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Dave Irwin's with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. Yeah, both those guys you mentioned, Dylan and Andrew, had outstanding games for you against South Sioux on Thursday night. And you know, I know Coach Wilson. I know what he does to programs, and he's brought in South Sioux to an outstanding year this year. And they got a real good team. You talk about their athleticism; they're very athletic. They can beat teams. And you had them on the ropes there in that third quarter. Until they outscored you by 6 in the fourth. Coach, another showing where you guys put together a great ball game up until some time gets you. But, you know, to show up against a big team, that's one thing that you know, bad teams don't do very often. They sometimes just lie down and take it. But for your guys to put up fights against the South Sioux and the Heelans and the Easts and the Dakota Valleys and name your team here, that's got to be really special for you as a coach, knowing that you're still gonna have a chance in these games.
Yeah, you know, of our well, however many 17 whatever it is 17 losses, there's probably only one or two of those games that we really were not in throughout the first half. But we can look at, you know, we were down 21 when we played up at Harrisburg, but it was a 4-point game, and we had just missed a layup to finish the first quarter up at Harrisburg. So, we've shown that we can play with almost anybody. You know, it's just being able to play with them for 32 minutes and not just 8 or 16 or 24. I mean, we've got to put that one extra quarter in there and just play a complete game because you know what? I've said it all year long that this is probably one of the toughest schedules of any team that I've had that they've had to play, just from top to bottom. When you just list them off with Dakota Valley and Harrisburg and East and Sergeant Bluff and Helan and Western Christian, I mean, just keep going right down the line. You got it seemed like we were facing a top five ranked team all year long,
right? Yeah, and a lot of times you were. I mean, that's kind of the tough part about it. I mean, any Bulldog team would have trouble with a schedule like this. And unfortunately, the wins have not been there all the time. But thankfully, you're playing a team here in the tournament in Helan, a team you have been able to beat once before in their place. Before we talk about this coming matchup on Monday, how much do you think that gives the guys more confidence, whether say you guys were going up against Sergeant Bluff, haven't beaten the Warriors this year, you've beaten Helan. Does that give you guys a little bit more confidence going up against the Crusaders the third time around?
Well, I certainly don't know how it couldn't, because I mean, that's proof that we could beat good teams. We just haven't done it very frequently, but having that success against Helan the first time, we know that we're capable. But we also have to have in our mind, hey, they're going to want a little piece of us after knocking them off. Because basically that loss against us kind of took them out of being the number one seed, so to speak, I guess, in our district, or making them have to travel a little more, whatever the case may be. I just know that they are probably not thrilled with losing to a 4-17 team and going to want to prove it a little bit, which can work in our favor. They've got all the pressure on them. We don't have any. We get to go down there and play and know, hey, if we don't perform, it's our last one. So it is no pressure on us. We get to go have some fun and try to ruin a day.
Yeah, what do you need to do to be able to ruin the Crusaders' day? What's it going to take to have success on Monday? And hopefully, because I know we'd all like this, keep you in that coaching chair just a few more days anyway.
Yeah, well, it's 32 minutes. We've shown that we can do a lot of really good things. You look at the first half or first quarter, even, that we played down at South Sioux, and that's probably as well as we've executed all year long. We just have to be able to do that for four quarters. Understand that teams are going to throw different things at us. They know where we've struggled a little bit, and that is handling pressure and just really silly turnovers. So we're going to see some different things, whether it's full court press, a half court trap, whatever the case may be. We're going to probably experience that. We have to be ready for all of it, and we just have to slow ourselves down and continue to be in attack mode.
Perfect. I like the sound of that, Coach. Sounds like a plan. We'll talk to you on Monday. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball here on the Coach's Corner. Take another break. Mike Langle will join us, Galen Catholic Boys Basketball coach, up next here on KLEM.
Let someone you trust do the job. Know how to construction.
We know you need a job done right. We do the work with you in mind. So for your roofing needs, let someone you trust help you out.
Let someone you trust do the job. Know how to construction.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back inside the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Get Branded 360, Nohava Construction, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My pleasure to be joined by the head coach of the Galen Catholic Boys basketball team. That's Coach Mike Langle. A couple of big tournament wins here this week for the Jays as they keep their season rolling on into Tuesday night's district final. Win over Woodbury Central Monday, George Little Rock on Thursday, wrapping up the home schedule of the season. Coach, Monday night's a ball game with Woodbury Central. What jumped out to you about your team's performance Monday night? What kind of things did you see and kind of analyzed with them once the game was over?
Yeah, I thought we started out Monday night's game pretty flat, in my opinion. You know, we beat Woodbury pretty handily the first time, and I think that was kind of weighing on our heads and that we probably didn't have to put the best effort in. And then, you know, first game of the tournament always is kind of one that's nice to get and get over with and get done with it. So the kids are kind of used to the, you know, what's going on a little bit, which they're used to. But I just thought we were a little flat and like Keaton Bonderson kind of put them on their back for a little while and got things rolling and ended up getting a 20-point win out of it, which was a good win. But Woodbury was much improved. I mean, you could tell they've been working on a few things, and they did a better job of playing also.
Yeah, I would go ahead and say that's probably, yeah, not the same level of team you had played that you beat by 64. But again, like you said, it's got to be really tough as a team, a player, coach, whatever, to go into a game against a team who you beat pretty soundly and not think, well, we're just going to do it again. But that mentality is got to be kicked out before a game like that. Right, Coach? I mean, you kind of got to flush. I mean, you want to take experiences from your other game and you know, the game plan and stuff. But the results of the game, I would have to imagine, you got to flush before you play a team a second time.
Yeah, you sure do. That's why March Madness is so fun, because teams don't come prepared with a 16 seed or a 15 seed. That's kind of what Woodbury was. And, you know, we just didn't go out, step out, and get things done right away. And like I said, we were in control of the game most of the game, but we just weren't crisp.
Mm-hmm. You had a strong finish though to the fourth quarter. I think that's kind of when guys started turning it on. What clicked for you guys in that fourth quarter after Woodbury had put a run together against you guys, made it a little bit closer there in that third. What did it have to take when you put it together in the fourth quarter to pull away and finish off the job?
Oh, I don't know. A couple timeouts, talking to them, getting in their head a little bit and realize what's going on. And I think the senior leadership at that point in time kind of start kicking in a little bit, like, you know, we got to get going here. We're going to be that number one seed getting kicked out of the tournament the first game, and we'd none of them wanted that, obviously. So I think that was really what did it. Just the mindset got stronger and tougher after a few timeouts and got them going, and they put together a nice fourth quarter.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned Keaton with his 34 points to you know, spark your offense, to be the offense most of the time. But something you've been talking about with me this week, and it's worth noting, he's not just a 30-point machine or 25 or whatever. He's had some outstanding defensive games. He had four steals on Monday night for you and had another four steals for you Thursday night against George Little Rock. What's he been doing on the defensive end, coach, that's been working and allowed him to be such a multifaceted star for you?
Well, his pure athleticism, his quickness, he's got quick hands. When he buckles down on defense, he can play nice defense like everybody else does. And he anticipates well. You know, he's a D back in football, so he kind of sits back and sees things coming and just anticipates, gets a tip or whatever. Once you get him primed up and stoked up, then you just step back and let him go.
Absolutely. He went for a big week for you guys as you pick up a couple of wins. Mike Langle, head coach, Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, with us on the Coach's Corner here on KLEM Radio. That was Woodbury Central, and then the big close one with you guys and George Little Rock. Coach, I know I asked you this on Thursday night, but I'll ask you it again. That was a packed house. It was your final home game as the head coach of the Jays. How cool was it to just experience a loud, full, sold-out environment in that gym one final time as the head coach?
Yeah, that was awesome. Like I mentioned, the student body was behind our team 100%, as of the parents. It was loud in there. I don't notice the crowd so much as some other people, but I did hear the student body a few times, and our players fed off of that, I know for sure. And that was big, and it was exciting. That's tournament atmosphere type stuff. George Little Rock brought a nice team to town. They, you know, their record wasn't quite like ours, but they play in the Siouxland Conference, which we play in the War Eagle also, which I don't back down from anyway. But they've played, you know, the Central Lions and the Morris, their MOCs and those type of teams, and they have a nice team. They're joining the War Eagle next year. Mm-hmm. They're going to come in, and Unity's going to go to the Siouxland. They're going to just flip flop. They're a 1A school like we are, obviously. So they're going to join the War Eagle Conference, and I think that'll be a nice addition for everybody. I think they're going to be competitive and tough next year. They had a lot of juniors playing the other night, right. So I think they're going to be actually very good next year in the War Eagle, and people are going to have to go out and prepare for them and try to get them beat.
Yeah, they are going to be really good. They are good this year. They were good against you last Thursday night, especially in that start of the contest. Coach, they went up, I think it was 15-9 in the first quarter and change or so. What did they do right out of the gate that just kind of caught you? I don't know, caught you by – that's not the right way to say it, but, you know, caught you in a tough spot there to start the ball game.
Well, I think they got a few offensive boards, which we talked about, and we knew they had a couple of nice big post players that were their big guys to handle. And in the last couple of years with our history, we've had trouble. We just don't have until Carter Kellen came along. He's put on some weight and gotten a little bigger from last year already. We don't have a guy that can just muscle up against them. And so the first bit of the game, I thought they got hit a three or so in there, and then got some offensive boards, got some second looks, put a couple offensive boards back in, and we were just unable to clear the ball out and get going to offensive end.
Yeah, I know. I knew as soon as I saw Carter walk over to the scorer's table, Coach, that he was in there to rebound. He was there to body up that Denikis kid or the Hamilton, that number 14 for them. Whatever assignment he had, he then got the rebound. You had a lot to say about him on Thursday night, about the performance he had. Just what did his performance ultimately mean to the team, that he's going after those rebounds, he's doing the dirty work, and helping you guys be successful in ways that a lot of fans just don't see, say, on the box score or things like that?
Yeah, they don't see the box score so much with him, but like I mentioned Thursday night, our team believes in Carter. I think a lot of the fans believe in Carter. In the right situations, like that night where they had two bigs, Carter is a great asset to have on your bench. And he came in, and really, I thought when he walked in and we changed defenses a little bit, he sparked the team. His effort was endless, like it is in practice every night. And he rebounded, got after it, played defense on those big guys and kind of shut them down and got us some momentum, got us going the other way. And he was tired. And I got him out, but by the time I got him back out, we had gained a lead on him after that, and I don't know what it was for sure when I got him out, but I know we had some kind of a lead on him, and that was huge. That was a huge minutes for Carter, and we got him back in the second half, and he kind of played the same way, and that was nice team basketball is what that was.
Yeah, Mike Langel, head coach of the Jays, with us here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM. You guys went on that. I think he was out there for that entire 14-0 run. You guys went on, for five minutes or so in the second quarter. And you mentioned the change in defense, Coach. I could see that. You flipped to the zone. What makes that zone defense of yours so good with the athletes you have and with, like you've talked about, with Keaton's ability to see stuff coming? Why does that zone defense work so well for you, and the reason to swap to it, to make that adjustment mid-game?
Yeah, as most of the fans or Galen people know me long enough for the last 18 years, I don't play zone very often. I always figure they need to learn how to be a good man-to-man defender if they want to play zone. And we work a lot on man-to-man, but we work on zone, so we have it in our pocket, and we've used it a few times. This is kind of a team that kind of needs to use that once in a while, just for mainly for the size. You know, when we go against bigger guys like that, our size, you know, we're starting 6'2" as our biggest guy, and so we flipped it to zone, and I really felt, inside they took care of the big guys outside, but I really think Connor and Keaton Bonerson and Drake on the top really did a great job defending the three. I mean, they drive. They were a nice passing team. They'd look for that open three, and we were covering that three very well all night long. So I think those three guys that played the top position up there did an awesome job that night.
Yeah, George Olerock shot just 5 of 23 from the three-point arc, and I've seen some of their good teams from, their years right after they went to state here just not too many years ago, Coach. They can shoot the three-point shot when you give them an opportunity. To be able to hold them to 22%, again, what does that say about the effort those guys at the top of the zone, the Connors, the Keatons, and those guys did to be able to take that aspect of their game away and not allow them to rely on just, setting and shooting from out there?
Well, it was very important. Like I just mentioned, the quickness of those three up top, they just didn't get an open shot. We were in their face. They had to shoot over our hands. And that's always a more difficult, as most people know, that's a difficult shot from a three, unless you're really hot. you watch it in college and high school basketball. Once in a while, the guy starts feeling it. But we never let them get to that point is the big thing in my mind. Good three-point shooters, if you can keep them from getting hot, getting that stroke down, you know, that's huge. The game before with Kopic from West Sioux, we held him tight the whole game until the halfway through the fourth quarter, and he finally made his first three. And then it was like he had five threes in a row. It's just, if you keep them from getting that feel, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And those Kopics know how to shoot at West Sioux as well. We're chatting with Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic. Boys basketball, a couple of wins here this week, finishing off the home schedule. And now looking ahead, Newell Fonda's on tap, coach. Just talking about this team a little bit, you know, nobody jumps off a stat sheet right away like Carter Seavers does for him. He's one of the top scorers in the state. What have you seen in their game, in his game, that just kind of, you know, has your attention getting ready for this big ball game?
Yeah, they're I would call them a run and jump team. They're very aggressive. They average per possession probably 10 seconds on the offensive end. They're pushing hard. They're looking. They drive middle looking to kick for the three. They shoot a bunch of threes. Looking at stats back and forth between their team and our team, we're pretty close, mm-hmm. stat-wise, as far as who does what better. I think we're very similar that way. But they're high-octane. Their defense really is not clamp-down defense. They're run-and-jump defense. They're swiping. They're digging. They're coming at you strong. They're setting a big presence. But there's advantages you can take of that. I mean, you can take them to the rim once in a while if they're getting over aggressive, obviously. And those are the things we need to look at and what we're working on. The Seavers kid, yeah, he averages 28 points a game, that's huge. I mean, that's quite a number, actually.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like a Keaton Bonnerson build, quick like him. He gets the ball all the way to the rim where Bondo will pull up on that 15-footer, 10-footer, where he's more to try to get all the way to the rim. And he shoots the three very well. Doesn't force things, you know. He just sits and lets the game come to him the way he should, and kind of like Keaton Bonnerson does. And then when he gets it, he's a handful. So we got a D up on him. Hopefully we can keep them from getting hot from three. That would be huge. And it's going to be a tough game for sure. But I like our odds. I think we can go up there in Cherokee and give them a good game and beat them and do whatever we have to beat them. So
yeah,
I think we'll be all right.
I think so too. Absolutely, I think so too. This is a team that, you guys match up with, like you said, statistically wise, pretty even with, and I think it should be a good game. You know, I do want to ask you one thing about the things you talk about with them being, you know, run and jump, 10 seconds on the shot clock, all things like that. Is the deal for you to try and match that pace, or is it going to be kind of the counter? Do you need to maybe be a little bit more deliberate, maybe a little bit more methodical about how you guys approach the game on Tuesday night?
That's a $1,000 question I've heard about 40 times. So we're going to play our game.
Yeah.
We're going to push when we can push. We got to get back on defense like we've worked on. But we're going to push and we're going to push. And if it isn't there, we're going to run offense and try to get good shots. We got to get good quality shots, you know, and knock stuff down when we got it. And defensively, I think it's going to be one again. One thing about it, you know, playing Fonda compared to like South O'Brien, defensively, South O'Brien, you better lock it in and be ready to play defense for 30 seconds for this group for 10 12 seconds, and they're going to be putting the ball up and going the other way. So hopefully that'll all work.
Absolutely. We hope it does. It's going to be a fun game on Tuesday night. We're looking forward to it, as we do every time we cover your team. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Best of luck this week, and we'll chat on Tuesday.
Thanks, Daniel. Absolutely. Thanks for covering us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, that's Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. Here on the Coach's Corner program, we'll take a break, and we'll wrap up another Coach's Corner hour after this on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamars. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamars, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamars and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back one final time here to this Coach's Corner program. Coach's Corner, every Saturday morning throughout the football and basketball season, is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Draco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks, as always, to the head coaches that come on our program, specifically Dave Irwin and Mike Langle, for joining us on this edition of the Coach's Corner. Always a pleasure to get to chat with them, especially at this time of the season. There's no better time, I always say, than the tournament run, and that rings true, especially this season. This tournament run is fun, it's special, and we're looking forward to seeing how far some of these teams can still keep going. Of course, we still have the Lamars girls, the Lamars boys, Galen Catholic boys alive. We've been covering Remsen St. Mary's girls here the last week as well. So we've got plenty of basketball still. And while we have you talking about the basketball to come, let's take a look at our broadcast schedule for this week. It starts right away tonight. We got some Saturday basketball for you. Lamars Community heads to Bishop Heelan to take on the Crusaders in a regional semifinal. Pre-games at 6:45. Tip-offs at 7 o'clock. You can catch the action right here on KLEM Radio or online at KLEM1410.com. Then next week, coming up Monday night, the Lamars Bulldog Boys. They'll also take on the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. That'll be a sub-state quarterfinal between the Dogs and the Crusaders. Pre-game will be at 6:45 from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Tip-offs at 7 o'clock. Catch that action right here on KLEM Radio. I think we're going to have a permanent imprint on the seat at the radio area for visitors at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. So that should be fun to get a chance at the girls again and get a chance at the boys again for the Bulldogs. So we'll look forward to those two contests coming up. And then, of course, Tuesday night, as of right now, of course, you do have to preface that. Of course, if Lamar's girls win tonight, then we'll be in a bit of a pickle for Tuesday night, but hey, we don't mind being in a pickle when it comes to our team's winning. But right now, we're planning on Newell Fonda taking on Galen Catholic Boys Basketball District Final from Cherokee. Again, that contest not played at Galen Catholic. It'll be played at Cherokee. We'll have the coverage for you, 6:45 pregame, tip-off at 7 o'clock right here on KLEM Radio. Again, we'll make our broadcast plans, our contingency plans aware to you, the listener, as soon as we have them, in case of a scenario in which we have the Lamar's girls and the Galen Catholic boys still alive on Tuesday night. But for right now, the only game we have Tuesday night is Newell Fonda Galen Catholic, so that's on our broadcast schedule for the district final Tuesday night. And then coming up Wednesday night, Rams and St. Mary's fans get a chance to see their team hopefully make it to state for the first time in program history. The Hawks will host, they'll take on Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, a team who has been to state 6 of the last 8 seasons. No easy task in the regional final, but like Coach Willman told us last night, we're ready for the challenge. Looking forward to it. That's going to be broadcast to you from Mapleton, Iowa at MVAOCOU High School. And we'll have all that for you right here on KLEM Radio. That's Wednesday night, 6:45 pregame tip-off at 7 o'clock. And I guess the other thing to mention on the way, we'll have these planned for, and hopefully we get a chance to utilize them. Thursday night, if the Lamar's boys beat Bishop Heelan, they'll move on into the next round of the tournament, the sub-state semifinal, probably against Sergeant Bluff Luton, but the Warriors do have to play Carroll first, so we'll see if that ends up happening or not. And then Saturday night, next week Saturday at 7 o'clock, would be the sub-state final. Galen Catholic, hopefully, maybe Remsen St. Mary's is in it too on the other side of that sub-state. Either way, we'll have that sub-state. I guess not either way. If both teams get knocked out, we won't have the sub-state final for you. But we're expecting one, if not both. We'd like both to be in that sub-state final. And that's currently scheduled to be played at Lamar's Community School. So it could be a rematch of a couple of years ago in that sub-state final between the Jays and the Hawks. We would love that. And if that happens, of course, we'll have the coverage for you Saturday night at 7 o'clock here on KLEM Radio. Do want to wish the best of luck to our area wrestlers who are still alive at the Boys State Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines today. In action, it is Cale Morrow of Akron Westfield. He's in the championship bout at 113 pounds, looking to do a little bit better than he did at 106 pounds. He's going up against a rowdy neighbor of Albernette's. No, not a rowdy neighbor. He's going up against the rowdy neighbor. That's got to say the best name of an athlete I've ever seen in broadcasting. So Cale Morrow taking on a rowdy neighbor for the 113-pound championship. Ethan Sashow of Hinton, Carson Sensions of Kingsley Pearson. They are going to be in seventh place matches later today. Ian Blau of Akron Westfield. He's in the consolation semifinals. He's actually going to wrestle here really shortly, I think. And if he wins that matchup, he'll wrestle for third. If he loses that matchup, he'll wrestle for fifth. That's how things go with the consolation semis. Over to the 3A side, Lamar's Community's Aiden Hogue. He's still alive at the 220-pound consolation semifinals. And again, similar scenario. He wins, he'll get to wrestle for third. He loses, he'll get to wrestle for fifth. So that's what's coming up at the state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. And we'll have updates on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports. And whenever they become available, we'll put them on our website as well, KLEM1410.com. But that's going to do it for another edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always, each and every Saturday morning. For all of us at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteng, saying so long. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you later tonight. You're on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM.